Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. It's hump day.
Hump day. I love it.
All right. Later in the show, we're going to talk to 50 Cent and Gerard Butler about their new movie. We love Chrissy Teigen. Well, wait till we tell you what she did because you're going to love her even more. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, we have to say hi to our Atlanta crew. What's going on, Atlanta?
Hey, Heidi. Hi, Frank.
Where is everybody?
Child, please, honey. Look, we had a little snow here in Atlanta, honey. These children are all locked down. And, you know, and I've just been having a fabulous time, honey, now that I'm here by myself. So I was able to go outside, honey, and just inhale, relax, relate, and release since all the stress around me wasn't here. And just play in the snow, honey. I mean, because you know how the snow is just so pure, so refreshing, so enlightening, so... everything, damn it. It was good because they ain't here, so I was by my damn self. So.
Well, listen, we're here, and we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Ann Curry a little bit. As you know, Matt Lauer got fired from NBC. Well, now we get to see how Ann Curry really feels because this is the first time that she's actually talking publicly about everything that went down.
I am not surprised by the allegations.
What do you mean by that, Ann?
What do you mean
that you're not surprised?
Because
you had heard things, you knew things. What does that mean?
That means that walking down that road. I'm trying not to hurt people, and I know what it's like to be publicly humiliated. I never did anything wrong to be publicly humiliated, and I don't want to cause that kind of pain to somebody else. But I can say that because you're asking me a very direct question, I can say that. I would be surprised if many women did not understand that there was a climate of verbal harassment that existed. I think it would be surprising if someone said that they didn't see that. Mm-hmm. So. It was verbal sexual.
All right, let me stick with the
sorry. She just said verbal sexual harassment was pervasive.
Yeah.
I gotta say, she's being real diplomatic when she does not need to be. She doesn't need to be.
Yes.
Well, Gail's being a little aggressive when she doesn't need to be. It's like, so, when she's just coming after her. Are they friends?
Baby, these girls was pulling up. They say, we're going to have all the tea out on this table right now, honey.
Do you think maybe that Matt was, like, coming on to Ann Curry?
She wasn't having it.
And she wasn't having it, and she was calling him on it. And he's like, you're no fun around here. All these other women just bow down to me and
I'll
take my...
I'll go talk to the 24-year-old intern. She
likes
it. Yeah,
exactly. Hear that, Dish Nation?
Yeah, okay.
No fun.
Oh, I'm fun.
Speaking of fun.
Ton of fun.
My God, I almost wore that same hat today, Gary.
Oh, Frank, you know what? I just dug this out the closet, honey, because it's cold outside, and I want to keep my crown, honey, nice and warm.
I just don't think... Yeah, Gary can pull it off. I don't think you could pull that off, Frank.
Oh, you could pull it off, Frank, honey. It'll match your beard. Well, anyway, honey, now, NeNe Leakes, y'all, is proud of her mugshot, child. Baby, let me tell you, honey. Now, NeNe posted a series of photos of herself wearing a sweatshirt with her mugshot on it with the caption, from mugshots to millions. I guess, honey, this girl got millions now, child.
Do we know what the mugshot was? Because I remember, I mean, I watched Housewives of Atlanta. I know she was a stripper back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, that's how she made a living.
I think it was a theft issue, and then that's why she got the mugshot, and then she got several other mugshots for, like, violating probation. It seems like the trend today is if somebody comes out with something, you have to own it. Like with 8 Mile, you know, how he won that rap battle.
Yeah,
He's like, let me own all my stuff, and then you have nothing to talk about. So NeNe's coming out with her own line of mugshot sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done anything that wasn't ideal that you tried to own and just, you know, slough it off, but it wasn't ideal? Because one time, I was in my apartment, I was playing chess with a buddy of mine, and I was wearing shorts, and I guess my testicles were hanging out. And he says, your testicles are showing. And I said, I know.
Yeah, I guess I had something similar to that. I was bumping with another queen, but I didn't want to own that.
your testicles were showing, Gary?
No. Well.
Well, if you're doing it right, I guess it should. They should show and not show and show and not show and show and not show. All right. Well, Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias are showing their beautiful twin babies to the world. The couple had a boy and a girl, Nicholas and Lucy. But apparently Yahoo got their Annas mixed up when they announced the birth of these babies. They used a picture of Anna Kendrick.
Well,
who looks nothing like Anna Kournikova.
All white people look alike. Am I right, Gary?
Yes, baby. I love it when these girls do that.
So, of course, Anna was quick to respond to the headline and tweeted, quote, "Dear Yahoo, how do I get to this timeline where I've slept with Enrique Iglesias? Please and thank you. I realize the confusion probably came from the two Anna K names, but there's a tall blonde athlete and I'm... Oh, do they think I'm the baby?" Which I think is hilarious.
Larry King gets the royal treatment from his wife. Larry and his wife, Sean, were out in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. When Larry's shoe became untied, it happens, and the wife kneeled down to the ground and tied it for him.
Oh.
It looks like a mother-child situation.
Yeah.
How old is Larry King? 85 or something like that?
91.
Maybe even higher. At that point, it's time to go Velcro. Just Velcro it down.
But suppose he have gout and he just can't bend on it.
Right, yeah. There's that, too.
Yeah, I guess at that age, it's really hard to...
Yeah.
I just want to say that I've never seen Gary wear shoes with laces ever. Is that because you also have problems tying your shoe?
To be honest with you, uh-huh. I do. Now, one of my knees, I've been on my knees so long until my knee hurts so hard for me to bend down the tie. So I just like to slip on in, girl, and go.
Just slip it in.
Yes.
Slip it in. Well, yesterday was the beginning of a very emotional week in the sentencing for the gymnastics doctor, Larry Nassar. 140 women have come forward saying that he abused them.
140?
Now, this includes Allie Raisman, Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, and Michaela Maroney. They've said they were abused by Nassar over the years, and 88 of the women are expected to give their victim impact statements in court, and so far, their strength has been incredible.
Perhaps you have figured it out by now, but little girls don't stay little forever. They grow into strong women that return to destroy your world.
That's pretty intense.
Michaela Maroney may not even get a chance to testify because she settled a $1.25 million lawsuit against USA Gymnastics back in 2016. Now, that came
about
with,
this guy?
Yes. So that came with what they call an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, meaning she would face a fine of $100,000 if she decided to, you know, come forward and talk about it later, right? So it's like she may not get to testify. This is the greatest story about Chrissy Teigen. I love Chrissy anyway, but... So Chrissy Teigen then found this out. She tweeted, "The entire principle of this should be fought. An NDA to stay quiet about this serial monster with over 140 accusers, but I would be absolutely honored to pay this fine for you." So she's saying, you know what? Tell it. Let them fine you. I got you.
All right.
How much do we love Chrissy Teigen?
Bless her spirit, honey.
As a result of all the publicity that this is getting, the USAG issued a statement saying they will not seek any money from Michaela if she chooses to speak out.
Oh.
Well, here's what I know. I've never been to prison. I think we talked about that earlier. Don't have a mugshot. But what I've heard about prisoners is that they do not treat pedophiles very well at all. So Larry Nassar is a pedophile.
Thank God he's a gymnastics coach, because I'm sure he's going to get in a lot of positions where he's going to need that, you know, that flexibility
and
stuff like
that. Tuck and roll,
like
Larry. Tuck and roll,
tuck and roll.
Freeze. Don't go anywhere. We have more Dish Nation still ahead.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Justin Timberlake's new album, Man of the Woods, doesn't come out until February 2nd, but he was in New York City last night, and he had basically a record release party for Man of the Woods.
I didn't get my invite.
No, you wouldn't have, because it was for press and family and friends, and his wife Jessica Biel was there to support him as well, and Justin is calling Man of the Woods a personal album. He dedicated the record to his son Silas, and his son's name Silas means living in the woods, so it's sort of a tribute to his little baby boy. The whole reason we're talking about it is because this whole Man of the Woods theme, well, he took it throughout the party. Everything was sort of, the atmosphere looked like you were in the woods, and the space was decorated with bushes and trees, and the food they served, because when you're in the woods, what do you eat? Well, you eat ants coated in black garlic and rose oil and grasshoppers.
They don't have black garlic in the woods.
Sure,
how could have to bring that whip.
You just got to eat the ants.
Yes, honey. What? Rosewood?
See, here's the thing. You get excited because you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to this big industry party. I'm going to Justin Timberlake's record release party. This is going to be great. You get all dressed up. You think it's going to be amazing food and alcohol. And
this is why I love Justin Timberlake, because he's got a great sense of humor. I love everything he does with Fallon and when he's on Saturday Night Live. So you know he's standing there making everybody there eat one. He's like, have a grasshopper.
Could you, though, Gary? Do you think if you were there and you wanted to, you know, get on Justin's good side and, you know, just went in Rome, would you be able to eat what he offered?
Well, it just depends, honey. What he was offered to get, ants?
Yeah.
Maybe his uncle's.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, Heidi? I think I ate a cricket protein bar here on Dish Nation, and it was delectable, honey. I'm still alive. Well, baby, Olympia Miss Lolo Jones, honey, is dangling her virginity at NBA player Jimmy Butler. Now, remember, honey, Miss Lolo revealed back in 2012 that she is a virgin. Well, apparently still is a virgin at 35, but that may change because, honey, it seems that she is crushing hard on Minnesota Timberwolves star Mr. Jimmy Butler.
Oh, he is cute. He's tall. I think he's like 6'8". He's 28 years old.
So Jimmy, honey, recently posted a picture of himself on Instagram, and Miss Lolo replied, quote, "Well, there goes my virginity." And Jimmy responded to her, seemingly ready to comply, by writing, quote, "Messing with me, things come and go quickly." Pun intended.
Whoa. Wait.
Oh, that's not cute, honey. She didn't even mess with his ass. That's
meaning,
right,
he'll take care of business for you, but he's not going to date you.
He ain't going to date you, honey.
Right. Oh, so he's like, yeah, I'm in there.
And I'm out.
I'm out.
Is that nice for a man to say that right off the bat?
Well, it's to a virgin, so if you take that, that's a huge responsibility. So if she knows going in that you're not going to be together forever and in love, then it's up to her. So I think he did the right thing.
Yeah, he's a 28-year-old NBA player. I doubt he's settling down with a 35-year-old virgin. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Here's my suggestion to Lolo.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to lose your virginity, don't start with an NBA player.
Thank you.
You got to work yourself up. Maybe a short white guy. So yesterday, during a very heated Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah kind of caused a mini storm on Twitter because during the meeting, he apparently removed glasses that weren't even there. The commitment. I love it. Where he's like, I'm going to take these off, and hopefully nobody noticed I didn't have glasses on.
He's like the only guy playing the pantomime game, the charades game. With charades with Orrin Hatch. Oh, I'm taking off glasses.
He gave you baby Casper the friendly glasses, honey. It was not there.
You know, I hope this becomes the new drop the mic, where it's like you say something great, and you're like, see ya. And you take your invisible glasses off.
Oh, my God. I could watch that all day. That is hilarious.
Yeah, and Senator Hatch had a great sense of humor about it after John Levine tweeted, "Watch Senator Orrin Hatch remove a pair of glasses he's not wearing." Senator Hatch replied, "Oh, you mean his invisible glasses from Warby Parker? They're new. You've probably never heard of them." With a mock-up of a Warby Parker webpage of invisible glasses.
That is... Wait, Orrin Hatch did that?
Well, when it said his glasses, I'm figuring one of his people did. He's not quite that cool.
That's hilarious,
but still, it's a great response. And on that note, we'll be back after the break.
Yes, Frank, but coming up, honey, we talked to 50 Cent and Gerard Butler about their new movie, Den of Thieves. Next. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, hitting theaters this weekend is Den of Thieves, a gritty crime saga about a group of bank robbers attempting the ultimate heist, and we sent Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast.
You know what this means? It means I am a member of a gang. Only we have badges, which means you are done.
Come over.
Do we look like the types who arrest you?
My wife put that seat down.
Put you in handcuffs, drag you down to the station. We just shoot you. Boom. You're not the bad guys. We are.
Fitty's played some hardcore roles. You've done your share of rom-coms. How could we get him in a rom-com? Any tips you would give him to be in a rom-com?
Oh, I like how you just said hardcore roles, and I said I've done rom-coms. Let's forget about, you know, the Has Fallen movies, 300, playing Leonidas. You've done some rom-coms.
Super hardcore.
Listen, he'd probably do better in rom-coms than me, because He plays tough, but look, he's a big softy. You know, he's a beautiful heart, and he's very funny. He's like one of the funniest guys I've ever met. Every time we do a screening, he just takes the mic
and just go.
And 30 minutes later, he's finished, but the whole place is on the floor. You know, and then it's like, oh, remember, we're actually going to watch a movie now.
Yeah.
But I think he would do. Actually, that'd be a good thing for your rom-com.
Yeah.
Fitty is big on vision boards, and I want to know what is in your.
Is he though?
I mean, so he says.
Is he though?
He's big on everything.
Do you believe that 50 actually does a vision board?
I'm imagining him
do
with a
big. Do you believe that?
No,
I don't believe it for a second.
He's there cutting out magazines.
He heard some model told him about vision boards right before the interview, and he just repeated it. 50's never seen a vision board in his life.
8 years.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
All right, now you need to clear something up for me, Fitty. I read that you like vision boards. You vision your life.
Right.
I go in the other room, those guys are like, he's never seen a vision board in his life. He's never even opened a magazine.
Listen, they say all kind of things. It's okay, I'm comfortable with their imperfections.
Dispatch, we are under heavy fire.
What's the coolest thing that you guys got to do on this film, would you say?
Ooh, rob a bank. That's definitely the dope part for me. I personally got into movies so I could do stuff that I don't usually do. So, you know, getting the big gun and going in there and getting to scream at people. Ooh, we're treated well, but, you know, we got to yell at them a little bit. I like that.
I like playing with that saw, you know.
Yeah.
50 caliber machine gun. Pull it out, put it on the hood. Anytime you get to, like, rip that thing out is a fun day.
Yeah, you scared me a little bit. You scared out of me, basically.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I don't do it intentionally.
I mean,
it's not personal. I don't do it just for you.
Yeah.
I'm an equal opportunity scarer.
Okay.
I scare everybody. Yo.
Did he scare you?
No.
Yeah. Who were your action heroes growing up? Who did you look up to action hero wise?
I loved Bruce Willis. He was kind of the dude. Mel Gibson was amazing. And then, you know, Schwarzenegger, probably.
Your action hero growing up?
I loved so much. I'm a big Stallone fan, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can leave him out. He may have got a lot of trophies for his work, but you see how those sequels, they just kept ringing off and kept, and the dollar amounts that those projects drew in. I like that, because if I don't get trophies, it's fine if I get the checks.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for me to do some Dish fan shout-outs. Yes! Woo-hoo. All right, first one goes out to Kendall, who's in love, love, love Dish Nation, honey. The Brad, Gary, Portia, and Headcrack bring all the pop culture news and comedy. I'm addicted. Miss Kendall, first of all, I'd like to say thank you, dearest honey. In the words of a poet, Diana Ross, someday, Miss Kendall, we'll be together. Next shout-out goes to Salon Summer, who wrote, OMG, I so love Dish Nation. The whole cast from Atlanta and Los Angeles. Wish it was longer. They keep me laughing, especially Gary. Love them all, honey. Miss Salon, thank you, honey, so much. I'm glad you love the whole cast. But continue to watch Miss Salon because I'm going to give you much more hot tea. And please, honey, be sure to purchase your mug with my face on it and we could just sip and pour tea together. Next shout out goes to Edwin Torres, who wrote, Portia, what's up, queen? You look great on tonight's episode. Let's go to the next one, honey. Uh-huh, yeah. And finally, my last shout out goes to lovely Miss Coop, who says, OMG, Gary with the tea. Love you. Hope to meet you. So thank you so much, Miss Coop, honey, for just choosing me for being the person that you just love so dearly. Well, Dish Nation family, thank you so much for watching me and tuning in tonight. It has been an honor. And what's the next part to come after that?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.